Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive
Welcome
services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org 88.1 FM. I'm Rebecca Miller. I've been your guest host today. You all have been listening to Old Time Radio, The Inner Sanctum, The Judas Clock. And I hope that you enjoyed it.
We had our own inner sanctum.
We do. We have our inner sanctum right here. We had Otto. Otto Lohse is the co-host today. It's always great to work with you in any capacity, Otto.
Well, we always have a good time doing it, and maybe we even get a little smarter while we're at it.
I think we do. I really do. I think we learn from each other.
We do. We do. And from the guests
the
that we have.
We're really stimulating the brain.
We definitely are. And that voice over yonder is that of the one and only Christina Liu. Christina is the Senior Citizen Program Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead Department of Services for the Aging. And also the producer of this radio show in its eighth year, every week pulling together programs and guests and making everyone else have a good time while she's sitting there trying to figure out who's going to come on next week or in the month. I mean, we come here, we get this great sheet. It has everybody's name, title, the time they're going to be on, who the next guest is. The name of the radio, the name of the old time radio show. There's nothing we have to do. It's just we just sit here and pretend that we know everything that Christina has handed us, and we're just good to go. So, Christina does a monumental job.
Well, thank you.
Does not happen by itself.
It does not. It really doesn't. So you really are busy. I guess you really are.
Yeah,
on
you know
stuff.
It makes the day go by. What can I say? But you did a fabulous job, the two of you, as always. Today was our first show of the new year. Of
Happy
2019.
New Year, 2019.
Yes, which is
what's today? The 11th, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And it was really a great show. It was definitely a great show to come back on. Two very informative things. Ron is always amazing. And, you know, he's so clear because the topic is such a...
Complicated.
Yeah, really.
It's like
it hurts
so
your
complex.
Brain. But he really...
it hurts your brain. That's
it
good.
Really, you know, it's like one of those things that you're really trying to, you know, figure out.
Yeah.
But he really talks about it in a clear way. And he does so many wonderful seminars. I mean, all over the place. And... I just got his newsletter, and he's constantly doing some kind of free seminar somewhere, which I think is wonderful.
I know. I get the newsletter, too. Ron, we get your newsletter. I get, like, three emails every day. We get it.
Ron's out there. He's good.
He's out there.
But it's always wonderful having him on. So we definitely, I was putting a note I need to have him back on, considering that we didn't get too far with the topic.
But it just shows,
you know, I was, like, thinking, you know, that's just something that's good every month or so, even, or 2 months, you know, to really have on and kind of talk about another piece of it. Because it's certainly important. And maybe it's better to learn it that way so it's not completely overwhelming the whole
thing.
And then our topic on scams, you know, right at home, I always get their articles as well. And I say, you know, this would be interesting, you know, topic to have on because we're always, you know, everyone's always saying, what can I do for scams? What can I do? And all we can do is educate because, as you said, Rebecca, I mean, every time you turn around, there's a new thing that pops up.
Yeah.
So it's really just getting the word out. And, you know, and it's a fine line, too. We don't want people to walk around terrified of everything. But it's just to be cautious, you know, and to really, if they're a legitimate thing, they are not going to be mad at you for saying, I want to call the company and find out, you know, whatever. So
what we used to say, if it sounds too good to be true, then
it's
it
really
is.
The
exactly.
But now it's the other end where they're not promising you, but they're scaring you and they're making that deadline. You got to do it by now. You know, if you don't do it in 1 hour, then, you know, he's going to jail or he's going to, I need it. That's just not how it works.
Well, they put personal issues into it, too, like your nephew or your grandson.
Right,
because
you're banking, hopefully,
you know,
the 10,000 people
to scare
people. Someone's going to get
And it's sad, but that's the way it is
now. No, and that's what, you know, because I think about, you know, whether it's a scam or not a scam or something that, you know, I mean, the amount of phone calls, as we all said, I constantly, and they're just getting at weirder hours, my phone calls that come on my, like, on my cell phone.
There's one that comes in, and I've never followed through on it, but Apple.
Yeah.
I don't have Apple Home.
Yes.
And it's calling up, one day, I'm not exaggerating, we got 6 phone calls in one day. Telling us that it was urgent, it was serious, that our Apple system has been attacked and so on. I don't have Apple.
Yeah.
All right? So they're just looking for people
to respond
who maybe they do have Apple.
Right. Yeah.
And then they respond and they give them all the information about how
they're going to help them. I mean, the popular call I always get is, you know, some kind of hotel promotion is literally what I probably get every day. You know, it's you've won for, you know, the Marriott or the Hilton. You know, it's like every day. And it's actually the first three numbers of my cell phone.
They make it look like you know someone.
Right. And I'm like, really? And it's been happening to me, especially it was like this week and last week. It's like
block
it was late.
Do you block
it? Yeah, I block it, but it's like they just, they just keep on, you know, it's changing the last four.
I love the one. This is your last call
for
the credit card opportunity of a lifetime because you've been selected.
Yeah.
And I say, gee, great. That's the last call.
I know.
And then an hour later, I get another call.
It's a car warranty. It's this, it's that.
But, you know, the thing is that, you know, I don't answer them because I just very rarely, unless I really know the number. You know, I actually felt bad. My brother tried calling me yesterday and I didn't answer. Because I didn't know the number. He called me from his work. He said, you don't answer my phone. I was like, well, I didn't know. And that's my rule of thumb. But the unfortunate thing is there's a lot of seniors who are alone and don't have that contact, you know, because I've seen this only my, you know, so when the phone rings, you answer the phone, you know, and just, and so it's very easy to get sucked into this.
They have the ability now to change the phone numbers on an ongoing basis.
Right. Well, that's
software.
What it is. And that's why I'm saying
it looks like a local
no
number.
No matter how many times you block, boom, the next day it's a new thing.
You could just put in any phone number. That's why, you know, when we were talking to Greg, when you have the ID on your phone, and you can see who's calling.
Right, because that's at least you somewhat, if you recognize the number, you know, or if you
but
don't.
But they do make it look like a local number.
Yes.
Like ours is 616 something. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of 616 calls coming in now.
I was sharing with you guys over the break that I no longer have a landline in my house. I mean, I come home at night. I mean, I used to, when I would come home at night, I would listen to my messages. Then I started not listening to them for a week. Then I wouldn't listen for a month. And then I would listen, and there'd be 20 hang-ups.
Yeah.
You know, phone numbers from all over the place. Some phone numbers that looked like one number off from my home number. So I just said, you know, that's it. And I was
hopefully you don't get those on your cell phone now.
I probably will.
Yeah.
Well, I did post on Facebook. I was telling Christina. Said I posted on Facebook, I no longer have a landline. All scammers need to call my cell phone now.
She's just letting them know. Be aware. Don't even waste your time.
Don't waste your time.
I'm trying to save you some time.
I didn't see that.
But it's really important.
I think I tagged you on it.
Well, I'm on your thing.
We'll get to it out again. But so it's definitely, you know, I'm glad to have these segments because all we can do is educate. You know, we always ask people, too, that if, you know, which a lot of our advisory members are good with, if a particular scam has come their way, to really just tell the crowd, you know, because that's all we can do is kind of get the word out there and just let people to be aware. Because like I said, every day, unfortunately, there's going to be someone trying to do something. You know, that's the time, you know. And that's the downside of technology is it makes it easier to do these certain things.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't want people to be terrified. Just be knowledgeable.
Just be cautious. And again, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. If people are rushing you to make a decision to send them a lot of money for whatever the reason or cause they say it is, hang up on it. It's just not real.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So, and then next week we're going to have on actually an organization called Paws of War, which is it's Help a Vet, Save a Pet. So we'll learn about that organization, and we're going to have someone come on actually to talk about fall prevention, which is always an important topic. You know, we talked about that a little earlier too. You know, it could happen quick, and it could really drastically change your whole way of
my
life,
wife
you know?
Fell six
yeah,
weeks
so
ago.
That's what I'm saying, you know, and that was a minor thing, you know. So,
yeah,
and then there's people
luckily,
who, absolutely. You know? So it's just important to kind of stay ahead of that and just also be aware of how to prevent falls. So that is next week. So definitely stay tuned for that because I think that will be a great show as well.
Always great shows.
Yes, always informed. There's tons of great things coming up. Throughout January and February. And also in January is the State of the Town.
Yes.
Supervisor Judy Bosworth will be delivering her sixth State of the Town address on Friday, January 25th. And that's going to be at 1:15 p.m., that's open to the public and free of charge. That's her actual speech.
Right.
But if you are interested in participating in the lunch, it's $40, and that's 11:15 a.m., you can call over 311. They'll give you all the information on that.
Is there also the ability to see it or hear it somewhere?
Yeah, you know, I have to find out they're doing
that
this year. They definitely always post the hard copy, you know, to read it.
Right, yeah.
I know one year they had some kind of video thing. But it's really good, and I really encourage people to go because it's actually nice. You know, I like going to hear the speech too because you recap, you know, what happened in 2018 and really what's the goals for 2019. And she'll go piece by, you know, department by department, what are new initiatives and what's going on, so you can kind of get an idea of what's coming up, which I think is really wonderful. So once again, that's January 25th, and the speech is at 1:15 p.m. So you could listen to the radio show and then go to this speech.
Yeah, there you go.
make a day of it.
Yeah, there you go. You can have a full town North Hempstead day. On Thursday, January 31st, this is really wonderful. There's the Town of North Hempstead TV station actually is doing a civil rights documentary that they've been working on. So this is going to be, it's going to be premiered Thursday, January 31st at 7 p.m. at the Manhasset Bowtie Theater. It's free. It's open to the public, but you have to get tickets. And there's a link you can get it, but you could also call 311. They can kind of direct you on how to do that. There will be a film screening as well as a Q&A session with participants of the documentary. And the whole thing is really based around the highlights and the struggle and the stories related to the African-American search for equality in the 20th century during the Civil Rights Movement in North Hempstead, which I think will be really interesting. I'm very curious to see this myself, too. It's 40 minutes, the documentary, and they've been doing this for 2 years now, I believe, so...
We probably figure everything was always hunky-dory in North Hempstead. But
right, you don't know. Yeah. You know, no, absolutely. And I think that...
I'm sure it wasn't.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see that, too. And I actually would like to, you know, have someone on to even and talk about it and who's involved.
Yeah, that would be a great guest.
Also, we have our fabulous town clerk, Wayne Wink, who will actually be on the show, I believe, in February as well.
Okay.
He's doing a mobile passport event. That's Thursday, January 24th, and he's going to go to the East Williston Public Library. It's really, I think it's so great that North Hempstead does this, because you could actually go to the clerk's office, too. But at this event, you're able to get a new passport. Start the process for that or renew an existing passport,
now,
which is so convenient.
You don't actually get the new passport.
No, you get like the they'll fill out all the stuff.
They do everything that has to be done.
That would be really great if they just had could whip out those passports.
Yeah, right.
Because it certainly does take a bit of time. But it's really good, you know, the fact that you're able just to kind of go to this and that he's doing these mobile.
Now, is this for only town residents?
Yes.
Is this by appointment, or you can just go?
Appointments are required, yes. Walk-ins are not accepted. Yeah, they need appointments.
So call 311.
Absolutely, call 311 to schedule that, too. And you could, and they actually will take photos for you, too.
Do you have any idea how long you should figure on being there?
Yeah, I would call 311 because I assume that they probably have, like blocks, like time blocks that they could give you. But I definitely, I think it's really convenient. And
they take the photograph and the whole thing.
Yeah, you can do the photograph right there.
I want to use my old picture.
Huh?
I want to use my old picture.
You can put that request and see what they say out of it.
From a long time ago.
But it's really good because it's, you know, it's a bit of a hassle otherwise, and I think it's great that North Hempstead provides that service.
My son's passport, when he was younger, it's like a baby face. Adorable. I mean, it's adorable still. Now he's got a full beard. Long. It's like no one would believe it. It was like, Luke, you have to get a new passport. I mean.
Well, how long does a passport last? About 10 years, right?
10 years, but I think you have to get a new one. It's only 5 if you're under 16.
Oh, really?
Something like that, yeah.
That makes sense because it's such a big change.
Yeah,
that definitely it makes sense.
This is a big change all the time.
Yeah.
But, so I think that's definitely a great event. And you could also, you know, make an appointment at the clerk's office, too, to do that throughout the year, too. We are rapidly approaching. Valentine's Day, which is one of my favorite events, also in the town clerks, is the Valentine's Day vow renewal.
So nice.
Which is on Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th. And this event, it's the 10th year they're doing it, and it allows couples who have been married for many years to reaffirm their commitment and celebrate their marriages. It's at Harbor Links on February 14th at 10:30 a.m. So you can call 311 for more information.
That's
on that.
So nice.
It's always so. I love hearing the stories after about the people that have been married for, you know, 50.
Now, that's 50. At Harbor. Is that, again, only for town residents?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Well, we have about 30 seconds till we have to go to our first break because, as usual, time is just flying by. But when we come back, we'll hear a lot more from Christina and Otto on Talk of the Town.